Kelly. Yes, it's a little early edition for Aloha Healers Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We so enjoy connecting with you all in this way. It is one of the favorite parts of both of our week. We really appreciate you listening. And we have a Tiger Day today. And the element today is fire. We know a fire tiger or two, don't we, Pathfinder?
Oh, my God, a fire tiger.
And today is April 14th, by the way, 2016. It is a Thursday. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number 9. Celebrate. Celebrate. Thanks to the music. Yeah. It's one of those kind of days we've kind of been up for a long, long time, and so if our voices sound like it, it's true. But we are here for y'all, and right now we're going to go back in Feng Shui to the flying stars, and there are 9 flying stars in Feng Shui. They're set up in a grid of 3 on the top, 3 in the middle, and 3 on the bottom, and then they're put around a compass. And so if you can just picture an overlay of our compass that goes north, south, east, west, like that, and then you would put that grid of the 3 on the top across the north, right? And then 3 in the middle across the east-west, right? And then 3 on the bottom, that would go towards the south. So you could see how that those squares would be the flying stars in a compass. And that's what we do in Feng Shui. We use the compass as directions. So we're really using the real directions of our Mother Earth. And so I would invite you all to get a compass. Find out where you are on Mother Earth in your home. So you stand in the middle of your home and you face your front door with your compass and do it a couple of different times because compass readings can be a little different like that in different, take one step to the right, take one step to the left. Sometimes there's things under the floor and over your head and the compass will act differently. Close of a reading as you can to where north is in your house. And then from there, you can really figure out a lot of things. I mean, at least south. And so there. They do. You know, in the east, the Asian Eastern way, they all do the south. The emperor stays the south. Back to the south. Yes, the back to the south. So the support. It's the support like this. And then they look towards the north because the north is the wealth and the north is the water. And strangely enough, in the flying stars, the north has the water location, and the south has the fire location. So now, right there, you know 2 of the locations in the Ba Gua. And the flying stars that have their home locations have a home location in one of the compass sectors. And so, for instance, today is the number 9 day. And the number 9 number is the south, means south, it means fire, and it's also the horse direction, it means horse. Horses are so noble. We love our horses.
Wind horses.
Oh, let's not forget our wind horses. And so we love our wind horses. What are those? Well, you know those Tibetan wind flags that you see in the temples, and they're different colors and they're squares and they're flying high in the breeze, and they have images on them, and some of them will have symbols on them, and a lot of them will have the wind horse flag, and the wind horse flag looks like a horse, okay? It's a horse in the middle of a flag, and so if you ever see a flag flying high like that, that's a wind horse flag. You can get one of those for yourself, and you can use the wind horse flag, because the wind horse flag brings luck. It brings all of a sudden luck. It brings luck from places that you would never expect, that you wouldn't even think of. So don't even try. But what I invite you to do is get a wind horse flag or an image of a horse and put it up high, because we want to put those up high so they catch the wind. What's in the wind? Our dreams. Our dreams are in the wind. And we put good dreams in our winds, and then we blow them around, the wind blows them around, and they land. And then the blessings come. The blessings come from the directions. And we invite the blessings, and we receive the blessing, and we accept on that. And so, for instance, number 9 is the celebration flying star. There are 9 flying stars, so they're numbered 1 through 9. It's really not that difficult. If you do want help putting the flying star enhancements in your home and cures, you can contact Pathfinder and I for a feng shui consultation. Pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And that's Pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And we'll do a feng shui consultation with you. We'll find north in your house. We'll find out which one of the 12 animals that you are. We will find out which element you are. We'll find out who your secret friend is. We will find out what your qua number is. And we will put your wind horse in that qua direction of victory. And let's do it. Get in touch with us anytime you feel like doing something with your home, inside of your home. And sometimes, even if you're a traveler and you're not in your home a lot, if you can set those 5 elements in the proper places in your house and then you leave, you are getting those blessings. That is your home. That's your space. So I invite everyone to use the 5 elements, and we use them so easily. We use the 5 elements, and we actually put them in our house. We like to live with the 5 elements because we are made up of the 5 elements. We all are made up of the elements, and they are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. So we would use a real representation of one of those 5 elements. And those would go in compass directions really easily. And they're things that you probably already own. Or you could really go get some things that would really enhance your space and bring a lot of blessing easily, like a plant. Do you see how easy it is? And for instance, let's talk about the South just for a minute. We use the elements because, since the South is a fire direction, for instance, we don't want to put a whole bunch of swimming pools in the South then, because it's just going to put that fire out, right? And if we do, then we're going to have to do something about it, like put some purple around it or some fire color, some red around it. We're going to have to just diffuse it in that way. So see how easy it is. And if, for instance, what if you just built a swimming pool in your backyard and it's in the South, and all of a sudden you feel your wealth left? This is why. It's because the water is putting out the fire. It's really easy to fix. It's just simple little things that you put somewhere in your house that we just put somewhere else, or we overlay it with a different element. And we can do it as easily, like I said, by putting a color there, or a representation of that element. Like you could actually put a candle in between or something like that, something that represents fire. And this is just a simple little way that we would do something with your space in feng shui if for some reason one of the main elements were out of place. And you can know one of these things are out of place in your home and in your life pretty easily. You're going to feel it if you need it, if something's draining from you, if some love is not there how it's supposed to be, if the wealth seems clogged, if things are seeming like this for you, please contact us, because it's amazing what just some feng shui will do to your space. And by the way, you know the main part of feng shui is just clearing the space to be able to walk through and walk around. The places that you're supposed to be able to walk, you should be able to walk. If they're clogged with boxes and things and shoes and coats and whatnot, that's going to clog your life too. And this is the practice of feng shui as well. If you have old things that you need to clean out of a closet, and that happens to be your animal direction, oh my goodness, we'll find that out right away. Okay, so find out which animal you are. Find out where in the compass that you live. Check that out in your house right now. So we're going to continue next week on our walk of the flying stars, and we're going to all learn about these flying stars. We're going to start with the heaven star next week, and that's the sixth star. And guess where the heaven star is? It's in the south this year. It's in the south all year. Heaven from the south. So we're going to need to pay attention to the south so that we can bring in the heaven love. And now it's time for our feng shui fit tip of the day. And we're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about nutrition and food and what you eat. And so let's think about this for a while. They say you are what you eat. Is this true? Yes, it is. It's true. And so let's eat real food. Let's eat real meat if you're a meat eater. Let's eat organic vegetables, all of us, and fruits. And let's really try to get those grains and lots of herbs. Get those herbs from Mother Nature and use a lot of, we call them spices, right? But get the green ones. Get the real ones. The ones that have been processed into little balls of round things probably don't have nutrients in them anymore. Get the ones that look like the plant. Eat healthily. At least, this is going to sound funny, at least half of the time, eat real food. And if you have at least two meals of real food a day, you can really, really get more grace on your junk food if that has to go on. Now, if you don't eat real food and only eat junk food, that's just going to build up. And what happens is when you lose weight, because you're going to want to, is that when that comes off, it's super, super uncomfortable. So why don't you eat real food? Eat real food. And that's going to build real muscles. It's going to build your real bones. It's going to build your real tendon strength, and it's going to put those ligaments together correctly. And we think better in our brains when we have nutrients. And so real nutrients is actually better than taking vitamins, all kinds of supplements. So I'm talking about food. Eat food. And I mean one fresh type of food, either one type of vegetable or fruit every day. And everything else, please be as unprocessed as possible. And if you can just take the processing down to half, you're going to lose weight without even trying. And your body won't have to be detoxing all the time. You won't be having these weird feelings of in your intestines and sometimes headaches. That is also caused by food that's not real. Read your labels. If there are too many things in there you can't understand and read, it's not that complicated to say, maybe this isn't food. And so grains, and you're going to get vegetables, and you're going to get fruits, and you're going to get good fish and meat. And that is really going to sustain your body. If you can just do that a couple times a week, at least be really mindful. That is going to help you and your fit progress. And that's your feng shui fit tip of the day. And next we have, for everyone's morning pleasure, hello. Everyone's favorite Pathfinder. Woo-hoo!
Mahalo. Mahalo, Michiko. Very excited, Michiko, on her Fin Shui fitness tips and other tips. Today, we're talking about the origin of medicine. And I've already read in previous episodes the story of the Cherokee origin of medicine. And this is also the origin of disease. And so how does this happen? The animals were so oppressed that they asked for disease to come forward. And so what do we have today? We have Zika mosquitoes. And so what is the answer? Give more respect to the animal nation. We can go looking for an answer, like an antidote to the virus, so that we don't end up with encephaly, I think, babies. But the ultimate answer is we give respect to the animal nation. In other words, we provide a space for them to be wild, and we provide a space for them to be domestic. Domestic, I speak in terms of the squirrels and the quail and the lizards and the birds that come outside to the yard. And then domestic, I speak also much minimally to the pets we take. If you think you're benefiting the animal nation by your pets, you're deceived. If you want to understand the animal nation, bless those that will come to your yard. And this is reality. In fact, at this time, perhaps humanity has been pressing too much on the animal nation. Perhaps some of the animal protection bills that have been sidelined are lies, and we need to protect the animal nations. We need to give them their room. Because as a result, according to ancient Cherokee technology, which is understood in the story of the origin of disease and medicine, is that when we press on the animals, we call upon disease. Not just old diseases, but ones which can take us out. So let's get serious. Zika is just the start. We need to get serious about protecting our relatives of the animal nation, the plant and tree nation, the mineral and earth nations, as well as the two-leggeds. Like, for instance, on the border of Macedonia, do Syrian and Afghani refugees need to be put in bonds? No. We need to find another answer. The Mother Earth demands that we have another answer. Now, particular to today, let's talk about what the Deer Nation asks. Now, to understand, we have put in context the bears. And the bears found that they could not fight the human beings with their own weapons. And the bears found that their own wisdom, which is imperative for humans, must be saved. And so, shall we respect the bears? And so, now shall we respect the deer? The Deer Nation has asked, that if we should take their body and blood, that we should pray for them. Should we pray for our relatives that become part of us? Yes. Should we pray for the relatives that become part of us? Yes. Should we be willing to give our own bodies to the earth and the relatives? Yes. What the Deer Nation has asked is that if we take part, we take their life to eat them, if we take their life for their skin, should we take their life for their horns adornments, that we should pray for them, pray for that which we take, and then let it become truly a wholesome part of us. Let us eat the wild meats, the salmon, the buffalo, the deer, the antelope, the turkey, the giveaway nations. Let us learn to take of them. And this is part of our inheritance. We have to pray to know and to appreciate. Now, for those hunters out there that have to take deer on the East Coast especially, they have to take a million a year, basically. Take sage with you, even if it's cooking sage off of the corner of your kitchen. Take sage. Place the sage in the deer's mouth. Place a sprig of sage in its left nostril. Place sage upon its brow and pray for its sustenance to bless your family, also to bless the nation of the deer. Hunters, pay attention. Do this. Pay attention to the prayers for the deer. And when you take any of the animal nation, show similar respect. I don't think the quail likes the sage up the nose. It likes it more in the cooking. Okay? If you think about it, you're going to hunt quail, you better still in the beak, yeah. And where it lives, and a little bit of tobacco. Offer tobacco. All you people out there asking for a lot of things from Native American people, offer tobacco. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry to yell. Okay, the deer would like us to remember to honor its people. Next came the fishes and reptiles who had their own grievances against humanity. I'm reading from Mooney's description of the Cherokee origin of disease and medicine. They held a joint council and determined to make their victims dream of snakes twining about their slimy folds and blowing their fetid breath in their faces, or to make them drink of eating raw or decaying fish so they would lose their appetite, sicken, and die. Thus it was that snake and fish dreams were accounted for. Now, I think I'll pause on this. I know. Here we go. The snakes and the fish were not pleased about how people were treating them, and we need to treat them better. Why? One, because snake is part of the ascension process of the caduceus, which is the staff of health. And so we understand the two helpful snakes of the two nadirs that rise upon the spine, and we learn to balance the kundalini. In terms of the fish, We're not bounced around by Pisces constantly. Instead, we learn to appreciate the depths of Neptune and the dream. And so when we go forward in our life with something that's substantial, we have dreamed it. We have dreamed it. It has come forth in dreams several times. It's come forward in dreams. These are healing dreams. Now, later on, once the plants recognize that the bears and the deer and the animals and even the squirrely little worm and others and the birds had made their complaint, the plant nation decided to be like Christ and bring us healing for all of our maladies. And so we need to be really in tune with the plants, like the yarrow, like the calamus, like the osha, like the sage, the cedar, the sage. And so we give thanks to our plant relatives as we continue our origin of medicine here in the Southwest plant nation of Saguaro.
Mahalo, Pathfinder, and we love our plant nation. We like eating our plant nation too. And on a more personal note of healing, if you or a beloved are looking for intensive recovery with medical supervised in-house detox for TBI, pain management, addiction, and 12-step help, please visit purerecoveryca.com. That's purerecoveryca.com. And you will get help with Aloha. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Chanu Wedo.